There's a Family Guy clip that I'm not going to quote right, so please forgive me for quoting Family Guy. But where they show a congregation joined together, and they're singing in church, and they sing something like, "If we all sing together, it seems less strange." And the reason why they have that is because, have you ever thought about what we do here on a Sunday morning? It's kind of weird. Where else in your life do you sing with other people? Like, really, right? Nikki does. Anybody else? Like, Linda does. Paulette does. Like, Jen, it's few and far between, Anne. Like, we used to do it. It used to be our entertainment. We used to gather around pianos and sing hymns and music and connect with one another at a really vulnerable level. And then we turned on the TV and the internet, and this art of connecting with one another sort of has trickled away. And so I want to show you a TED Talk. And this TED Talk is done by a composer named Eric Whitaker. Eric has written music, and he'll share a little bit of his story. And every time I watch this, I can't help but be moved. Not because of how what he did was really inspiring, but because of how through singing, through song, through music, we recognize that we have this shared humanity that we don't find in other corners. And it's the same thing that happens to me when we sing on Sunday morning. It doesn't matter if you're holding the hymn book and praying no one's hearing you sing, or if you're belting it out so everybody can join in. It's that act of coming together that doesn't happen once we leave these walls. And so Eric's going to talk a little bit about his project and what he did and how he sort of stumbled into it.
I wanted to be a rock star. I dreamed of it, and that's all I dreamed of. I should be more accurate. I wanted to be a pop star. This was in the late 80s. And mostly I wanted to be the fifth member of Depeche Mode or Duran Duran. They wouldn't have me. I didn't read music, but I played synthesizers and drum machines. And I grew up in this little farming town in northern Nevada, and I was certain that's what my life would be. And when I went to college at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, when I was 18, I was stunned to find that there was not Pop Star 101 or even a degree program for that interest. And the choir conductor there knew that I sang and invited me to come and join the choir. And I said, yes, I would love to, that sounds great. And I left the room and said, no way. The choir people in my high school were pretty geeky, and there was no way I was going to have anything to do with those people. And about a week later, a friend of mine came and said, listen, you've got to join choir. At the end of the semester, we're taking a trip to Mexico, all expenses paid, and the soprano section is just full of hot girls. And so I figured for Mexico and babes, I could do just about anything. And I went to my first day in choir, and I sat down with the basses and sort of looked over my shoulder here to see what they were doing. They opened their scores, the conductor gave the downbeat, and boom, they launched into the Kyrie from the Requiem by Mozart. And my entire life I had seen in black and white, and suddenly everything was in shocking technicolor. The most transformative experience I've ever had in that single moment, hearing dissonance and harmony and people singing, people together, this shared vision. And I felt for the first time in my life that I was part of something bigger than myself. And there were a lot of cute girls in the soprano section, as it turns out. I decided to write a piece for choir a couple of years later as a gift to this conductor who had changed my life. I had learned to read music by then, or slowly learning to read music, and that piece was published, and then I wrote another piece and that got published, and then I started conducting, and I ended up doing my master's degree at the Juilliard School, and I find myself now in the unlikely position of standing in front of all of you as a professional classical composer and conductor. Well, a couple of years ago, a friend of mine emailed me a link, a YouTube link, and said, you have got to see this. And it was this young woman who had posted a fan video to me singing the soprano line to a piece of mine called Sleep.
Hi, Mr. Eric Whittaker. My name is Brentlyn Lucy, and this is a video that I'd like to make for you. Here's me singing Sleep. I'm a little nervous, just to let you know. If
was thunderstruck. Brittlin was so innocent and so sweet, and her voice was so pure. And I even loved seeing, you know, behind her, I could see the little teddy bear sitting on the piano behind her in her room. Such an intimate video. And I had this idea, if I could get 50 people to all do this same thing, sing their part, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, wherever they were in the world, post their videos to YouTube, we could cut it all together and create a virtual choir. So I wrote on my blog, OMG, OMG, I actually wrote OMG, hopefully for the last time in public ever. And I sent out this call to singers, and I made free the download of the music to a piece that I'd written in the year 2000 called Lux Aurumque, which means light and gold. And lo and behold, people started uploading their videos. Now, I should say before that, what I did is I posted a conductor track of myself conducting. And it's in complete silence when I filmed it, because I was only hearing the music in my head, imagining the choir that would one day come to be. Afterwards, I played a piano track underneath so that the singers would have something to listen to. And then as the videos started to come in, this is Cheryl Ang from Singapore. This is Evangelina Etienne. From Massachusetts. Stephen Hansen from Sweden. This is Jamal Walker from Dallas, Texas. Even a little soprano solo in the piece, and so I had auditions, and a number of sopranos uploaded their parts. I was told later, and also by lots of singers who were involved in this, that they sometimes recorded 50 or 60 different takes until they got just the right take. They uploaded it. Here's our winner of the soprano solo. This is Melody Myers from Tennessee. I love the little smile she does right up at the top of the note, like, yeah, no problem, everything's fine. And from the crowd emerged this young man, Scott Haynes, and he said, listen, this is the project I've been looking for my whole life. I'd like to be the person to edit this all together. I said, thank you, Scott. I'm so glad that you found me. And Scott aggregated all of the videos. He scrubbed the audio. He made sure that everything lined up. And then we posted this video to YouTube about a year and a half ago. This is Lux Aurumque, sung by the virtual choir. Thank you. in the interest of time. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So there's more. There's more. Thank you so much. And I had the same reaction you did. I actually was moved to tears when I first saw it. I just couldn't believe how the poetry of all of it. These souls all on their own desert islands, sort of sending electronic messages in bottles to each other. And the video went viral. We had 1 million hits in the first month, and it got a lot of attention for it. And because of that, then a lot of singers started saying, all right, what's Virtual Choir 2.0? And so I decided for Virtual Choir 2.0 that I would choose the same piece that Britlin was singing, Sleep, which is another work that I wrote in the year 2000, poetry by my dear friend Charles Anthony Silvestri. And again, I posted a conductor video, and we started accepting submissions. This time we got some more mature members.
On my pillow, safe in bed.
And some younger members.
Upon my pillow, safe in bed.
That's Georgie from England. She's only 9. Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever seen? Someone did all 8 videos of bass, even singing the soprano parts. This is Bo Otten. And our goal, it was sort of an arbitrary goal. There was an MTV video where they all sang Lollipop, and they got people from all over the world to just sing that little melody, and there were 900 people involved in that. So I told the singers, that's our goal, that's the number for us to beat. And we just closed submissions January 10th, and our final tally was 2,051 videos from 58 different countries. Thank you. From Malta, Madagascar, Thailand, Vietnam, Jordan, Egypt, Israel, as far north as Alaska, and as far south as New Zealand. And we also put a page on Facebook for the singers to upload their testimonials, what it was like for them, their experience singing it. And I've just chosen a few of them here. My sister and I used to sing in choirs together constantly. Now she's an airman in the Air Force, constantly traveling. It's so wonderful to sing together again. I love the idea that she's singing with her sister. Aside from the beautiful music, it's great just to know I'm part of a worldwide community of people I never met before, but who are connected anyway. And my personal favorite, when I told my husband that I was going to be a part of this, he told me that I did not have the voice for it. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have heard that too. Me too. It hurt so much, and I shed some tears, but something inside of me wanted to do this despite his words. It's a dream come true to be part of this choir, as I've never been part of one. When I placed a marker on the Google Earth map, I had to go with the nearest city, which is about 400 miles away from where I live. As I am in the great Alaskan bush, satellite is my connection to the world. So two things struck me deeply about this. The first is that human beings will go to any lengths necessary to find and connect with each other. It doesn't matter the technology. And the second is that people seem to be experiencing an actual connection. It wasn't a virtual choir that there are people now online, they're friends, they've never met. But I know myself too, I feel this virtual esprit de corps, if you will, with all of them. I feel a closeness to this choir, almost like a family. What I'd like to close with then today is the first look at Sleep, Virtual Choir 2.0. This will be a premiere today. We're not finished with the video yet. You can imagine with 2,000 synchronized YouTube videos, the render time is just atrocious. But we do have the first 3 minutes, and it's a tremendous honor for me to be able to show it to you here first. You're the very first people to see this. This is Sleep, the Virtual Choir.
With clothes.
something like, human beings will go to any lengths necessary to connect with one another. It's ironic that we sang the song, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." Think of all the denominations you know. Is that what we define our role as Christians as? As people, as beings of love? Or is that something that is yet still beyond us? I lay this video and that hymn as a challenge for us to live into that unity as it calls us, because 2,000 people connected over one song is just a taste of what we're capable of. If we can find that one thing that pulls us together, may it be so this and all our days. Amen.